What's the most inaccurate thing your child has ever been taught in school? My daughter's fourth grade teacher told her class that blood is blue inside your body and only turns red when it hits oxygen. Lily came home repeating this fact while showing me her veins. I gently explained that's actually not true. Blood is always red because of hemoglobin, just darker red in veins. She looked at me confused. But Mrs. Wilson showed us a whole PowerPoint about it, Dad. She even had diagrams from a science book. Next morning, I packed my work scrubs in my bag. I'm an ER nurse at Mercy General, and I was working the 3 p.m. shift anyway. I sent Mrs. Wilson an email asking if I could do a quick 15-minute presentation about blood for career day that afternoon. She loved the idea. When I arrived, Mrs. Wilson introduced me as Lily's dad who works at the hospital. 28 kids stared up at me from their desks covered in Lisa Frank folders and Minecraft pencil cases. I heard you guys learned that blood is blue inside your body, I said. The entire class nodded enthusiastically. Mrs. Wilson beamed from her desk. I pulled out a Vacutainer blood collection tube from my pocket. This is what we use to draw blood at the hospital. Notice something? I held it up. The tube creates a vacuum. No oxygen inside at all. Mrs. Wilson's smile started fading as I explained. When we draw blood with these, it never touches oxygen until we pop the cap off, but I showed photos on my phone of sealed blood tubes. See? Still red. The kids were fascinated. I showed them medical textbook pages on my tablet. Mrs. Wilson kept clearing her throat, her face getting redder than the blood samples on my screen. But our textbook says it's blue, one boy argued, pointing to their science book. I walked over and checked the publication date, 1998. Medicine updates pretty fast, I explained. We used to think lots of things that turned out to be wrong. Mrs. Wilson suddenly stood up. Well, thank you for that interesting presentation, Mr. Johnson, but we need to move on to math now. I nodded and started packing up when a girl raised her hand. So our textbook is wrong? The class erupted in whispers. Mrs. Wilson's voice got tight. The curriculum says, actually, I interrupted, pulling up the state science standards on my phone. The current curriculum specifically mentions this myth as something to correct. I showed her the screen. That's when she asked me to step into the hallway. The kids watched wide-eyed as the door closed behind us. Do you have any idea how hard it is to teach these kids when parents undermine my authority? She hissed. Now they'll question everything I say. I kept my voice calm. Isn't that exactly what we want them to do? Question things and learn critical thinking? I've been teaching for 22 years, she snapped. I'm not changing my whole curriculum because some nurse thinks he knows better than our textbooks. That night, Lily asked me if she was in trouble because Mrs. Wilson kept giving her mean looks all afternoon. I assured her she wasn't. The next day, Mrs. Wilson announced a pop quiz with questions like, what color is blood inside the body? Lily answered, red, and got marked wrong. She came home crying with a big red F. I requested a meeting with the principal and brought printouts of medical textbooks, the state science standards, and Lily's quiz. Principal Davis listened carefully, then called in Mrs. Wilson. When confronted with the evidence, Mrs. Wilson insisted, this is how I've always taught it. Principal Davis asked, but is it correct? After a long pause, Mrs. Wilson said, it's what the children understand better. I lost it. My daughter is crying every morning before school because she's afraid of getting F's for writing down the truth. 2 weeks later, the school replaced their 1998 science books. Mrs. Wilson was required to attend professional development on current scientific standards. On Lily's next report card, Mrs. Wilson wrote, excellent critical thinking skills. But at the parent-teacher conference, she wouldn't look me in the eye. And when I signed up to help with the science fair, I noticed my name had been crossed off the volunteer list. Lily still checks with me whenever she learns something new at school. Dad, is this actually true, or is it just a Mrs. Wilson truth?